Hey there, my name is Noah Garcia, your host of NG Unplugged. So today we will be talking about leadership, wine, and sex. So you're like, Noah, what does wine and sex have to do with leadership? Follow me along this journey on this episode. Find out. So your leadership style and brand is unique. No one else has it. You might say, yeah, but there are others that approach my leadership the same way I do. They do some of the same things I do. Well, that might be true when you break it down and look at all the intricacies and the details of your style and your brand. You're unique. Just like your individuality, you're unique. No one else has it. There's billions of people on this world, and there's only one of you. Not everyone will be attracted to your style of leadership and your brand, and that's okay. As there's so many types of leadership styles and brands out there, people will be attracted to those leadership styles and brands. So your focus is to focus on your style, your brand, and build on that. And those that are attracted to you, to your style and your brand, they will come. Just have some patience. And wine. I'm not a wine connoisseur. However, there are the basic fundamentals, such as there's red wines, white wines. There's the way people pair wines with food, the way people shake the wine glass and sip it and smell it and all that style. That's a whole art. And there will be people that like red wines and they don't like white wines. There will be people that will prefer white wines and not red wines. There will be people that prefer a smooth wine as opposed to a rougher wine. And there's people that are attracted to certain smells of the wine that will drink that wine and not another wine. So there's an array of wines that people will and will not be attracted to. They're attracted to and loyal to certain brands. As they go wine tasting, they come across certain brands that they relate to, identify with. It might be the logo itself. So the same with your leadership. So you see how leadership and wine are connected, in that not everyone will be attracted to it. There's people that don't even like wine. They'd rather prefer beer or non-alcoholic beverages. So with leadership, people might not be attracted to your leadership, but they'll be attracted to another. They may be attracted to some aspects of your leadership and not all of it, but that's okay. Continue to build on your brand and your style. And the same with sex. Not everyone will be attracted to you as an individual. The people that might not like your eyes, they might not like your hair, they might not like the way you talk, they might not be attracted. There's just no chemistry there. But there are those individuals that will be attracted to you, that will be attracted to your eyes, your talk, your intelligence, your sense of humor. So, and that's okay. So, and there's people that are on different levels of sex, that are high energy, that are low energy, finding somebody compatible. So not everyone's going to be a match for you. People are into different things sexually. They're not going to be into all things. Some people might be into all things. There's people that will like one aspect of sex and not like another aspect of sex. The same with your leadership. Some people will, again, will be attracted to your leadership. Some people will be attracted to you sexually, attracted to who you are as a person. And some people won't be attracted to your leadership. Some people won't be attracted to you sexually. There won't be no chemistry there. It doesn't mean that there's no one that is attracted to you. It doesn't mean that there's no one attracted to your leadership. It doesn't mean that there's no one that's going to enjoy certain types of wines. So you see how all three are connected, the similarities. Not everyone will be attracted to every leadership. Not everyone will be attracted to every type of wine. Not everyone will be sexually attractive to you. People will be into different types of wines. People will be into different types of leaderships. People will be into different types of sex, different types of intimacy. And let's look at how all three of them are connected in a different way. So, sexually, it's connected to wine. So let's look at it this way. Some people, they go out to a restaurant, you're on a date, or you're with your spouse, you're having a good time, you drink a couple of glasses of wine, that loosens you up, lets down your guard, and you're a little more apt to engage your partner in some sexual activity. Not always, but the possibility is there, and it opens up the opportunity there. And then with leadership, when you're engaged in that activity, sometimes that leadership is being pulled out of you because your guard is down, and during that time of sexualness, there's a give and take. Sometimes your partner's a leader, sometimes you're a leader. And you might say, but no, what are you talking about? Leadership, sex, and wine? Yes, because part of who you are as a leader, you might say, well, when I leave work, I leave that all at work. Yes, you may leave your work at work, but you take your personality, you take your leadership qualities with you home. When you're at that restaurant, engaged in having some wine and loosening up with your partner, and you go home and you engage in sexual activities, well, part of that leadership, part of those leadership traits can come out during that time. And so that's how it's related. And whether you realize it or not, you're using your leadership traits during intimacy, during when you're talking and engaging at the restaurant. So the reason for this illustration of how your leadership traits go with you, in this example, to the restaurant, with the wine, and with sexuality, is that wherever you go as a person, you take you with you. You take your leadership traits with you. And yes, there are times to bring out certain traits. Yes, there are times to not bring out certain traits of your leadership in certain settings. But yet, in your mind palace in here, you have that knowledge of leadership. You have those skills of leadership. You have that wisdom of leadership. And while you can lock it all up in your mind palace and not use it, part of who you are says, hey, I'm a leader, and I got to take the lead in this situation to some degree. So what I'm trying to get at is that leadership is who you are as an individual. It's a part of you. It's your uniqueness. It's your qualities. It's your brand. No one else has it. Not everyone will be attracted to it. Just like wine, just like sex. And so this is another brief overview of how they all relate. And the main purpose, the main purpose, is to get you to think from a different angle, from a different perspective, to look at things and get your thought process going. Because often we focus so much on the basic fundamentals of leadership, which is okay and it's great. But in today's society, in today's technological world, and where we're going as a species, and the future and future generations, we gotta think things through different lenses. And even things that might appear awkward, think of things upside down. Think of things that might not even relate, such as leadership, wine, and sex, such as all my previous episodes and future episodes. You might not resonate with this episode. You might not resonate with my message, but that's okay. Take tidbits from it and apply it to your uniqueness of who you are. So remember, you have value. You matter, and no one can take that away from you. No one can take your uniqueness, your style, and your brand away from you. So remember that as you go about your day, your night, your week, the rest of your leadership journey. So until next time, remember, there's only one of you. So subscribe to my channel, like or dislike it, leave comments below, good, bad, all kinds, whatever your comments are, leave them below. Follow me on all my avenues of social media, and until next time, thank you.